The Mac Observer's Mac Geek Gab number 33 for January 9th, 2007.
Six.
That's 2006.
Oh, wait, no, we're not.
We don't have music. Greetings, folks. We are, it's Dave Hamilton.
And John Braun.
And we are here in the...
Together.
Together.
I can see him.
Yeah. And he smells. we're here high atop the Marriott in a room overlooking... let's see, I can see the Bay Bridge. And
yep, great for you.
Else. So we're here with one mic today, and no music because we're just putting this together quick. We weren't planning on doing a podcast today, but
for you, the listeners, we just want to let you know what's happening here.
That's the plan, man.
So this pre-show, we're getting ready. I think it's going to be a real exciting show.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm pumped. I'm definitely pumped. Even some of the things happening before the show. So, well, let me ask. Your travel was good, right?
My travel was good. Yeah. The plane landed without crashing much.
Yeah, so that's good. Same with mine. I was very happy. We had a. You know, I learned something. Some of the smaller jets actually have like plugs. Yeah, we had an hour delay leaving because it was like a 100-person jet. And apparently there's power you get from the terminal and power the plane provides, much like a car.
Okay.
For the alternator. Some person pulled the terminal.
We can
power.
Call them a bozo. It's cool.
I was going to say something worse.
Well, yeah.
We're a family show. And and so the plane lost power, and apparently they turned back on the airplane power, and a lot of warning lights went on, like maintenance alerts.
Yeah.
So we had to wait an hour for the maintenance guy to come and hit the reset button or something like that. So it's almost like Windows. No.
So speaking of plugs on airplanes, I actually even had this on my list.
Yeah.
I bought one of those from Tech Restore last week. I bought a one of those things that you plug into your laptop and it powers your plane. It powers your laptop either from the – it powers the entire plane from your laptop.
You power the plane.
Yeah,
wow.
That's right. It powers the laptop from the plane, and it's either a cigarette lighter or it's got the airplane adapter. I was on an American flight, and so they have the cigarette lighter kind of things in the seats and plugged in great. And
what do they call that? Is there some standard
12-volt DC?
No, I meant the name of the connector.
Oh.
Because I think the Apple Store, I was searching on the Apple Store, and I think the Apple Store sells a airplane connector too.
Yeah.
I think most,
they do. Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, like all things.
It was like $50 from Tech Restore, and man, it was the best $50 because I went to watch a movie on the iPod video, and the battery was dead. So I had to, you know, I actually did, instead I did some work on the PowerBook.
Yeah.
The first thing I want to do is address all of the emails that we got. Thank you for letting us know what we already knew. But thank you anyway for letting us know that the levels on the last podcast stunk. So we'll fix that. And presumably the levels here are good. The sound quality probably stinks because we've got this big condenser mic hanging in the middle of the of the hotel room. We're sitting on the desk here, so you hear all of the lovely noises. Should we open the window for them?
No. Because you know, people wanted to hear me.
Yeah. By the way, the level. I think we're a little too. I think you're a little too loud. Can you go podcast from the bathroom?
No.
No.
But yeah, there was a level. I even was listening to it on the plane, and I definitely heard. And then people, you know, said they were in cars and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, had to turn up the volume way loud to hear me, and then Dave blasted them out. So we're gonna
keep it like that. We'll keep John nice and quiet. No.
It's Dave's fault.
Yeah. It's well, kind of. So speaking of which, I was eating at Mel's today.
Dave's what? Okay, go ahead.
The little diner here
across
from the
diner.
Marriott. And I apologize because I didn't get your name, but I was actually in the middle of a meeting, and a guy stood up behind me and tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Are you the Mac Geek Gab guy?" I said, "Yeah, I am." So,
wow.
Yeah, I assume he recognized my voice because I can't imagine he would recognize my face.
Yeah,
but he could have because
we can hear your voice. I'm sorry.
You can hear me well.
Ooh, I wonder if they can hear the sirens.
I'm sure if you and I can hear them, they can hear them.
Yeah.
So
okay. So
all right. So Macworld, we're going to keep this one short. So we're at with the 4 minute mark here. We're going to talk a little bit more, but this isn't going to be some 40 minute opus. We're at Macworld Expo.
Yes.
This week, remember.
And I was actually wondering about taking some pictures, pre-expo pictures. You can check them out. There are banners all over, you know, the San Francisco area here.
Yep.
And I think I got a little too close.
Uh-oh.
Well, I was taking pictures, and I did snap a couple of the Moscone.
Yeah.
And this scary-looking guy in, like, a fluorescent orange jacket was getting, like, really upset and, like, started
That's
walking
not
towards
good.
Me. So I left. And I did notice, when we were in getting our badges and stuff today, that there's some banners that are covered up.
Lots of folded up banners. Yeah.
So to me that means there's probably going to be something new announced tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I'm guessing. I'm guessing.
Presume we'll be at the keynote.
What could the new thing be?
I made a list of all the things that I think it could be.
Oh, I've heard of something.
I don't think it's eye soap. I don't think they're going to give anything to the great unwashed to clean up, though.
The unwashed masses.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Can we say the filthy, stinking Mac hippies? Is there such a thing?
I think people are done with the hippie thing now. I think most of the hippies bathe right now.
You haven't been to any Linux conventions yet recently, have you?
We got the dirty, stinking Linux hippies, but not Mac hippies.
So that's not going to happen. But so there's the rumor of the Intel Power. Insert your favorite Mac here: PowerBook, iBook, or Mac Mini.
Intel something.
Yeah,
I would guess.
And the analysts have been talking about that for a while, so I think that we're going to see something along those lines.
I would guess more towards a desktop, though.
Well, that hasn't been what any of the reports have said, though.
But that's going to be my guess.
Okay.
So either I'm going to look stupid, or
you're going to be going to think I'm omniscient. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, they did
can I shift. Guess? Can I guess what they're going to think?
No.
Oh, okay. I already did. Sorry.
So, Intel chip.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you hear this one? Now, you know, we just did the iMac review.
Yes.
And I don't think it's a leap. I've heard mumblings here and there in some articles of a Apple-branded plasma TV.
That's right. Well, yeah, Jason O'Grady over at PowerPage last week wrote this story. And to be honest with you, when I read it, I thought the guy made it up. And I thought he was doing it just to ruffle feathers. It's been picked up by a lot of mainstream news outlets. One today I saw on Google News, I think the Seattle Post had it running. Yeah. My guess is that someone has double-sourced this. So who knows? They're all reporting it as a rumor, certainly. But who knows? It could be the real deal.
I mean, from what we saw, you take the iMac G5, you just make it a little bigger, and it's a very
well.
Nice...
Really, it doesn't even need to be the iMac, right? I mean, take the guts of the Mac Mini, and that could be the whole thing, right? Take the Intel chip, put it in there, or even let it be separate. I mean, the price points that I saw on the on the rumor posting at least were such that it. I don't think it had a Mac in it. I think it just was an Apple display. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Could be either one.
Right. We don't know. They wouldn't tell us. We tried, but they chased John around the corner. So.
Oh, what else? Some software? You think maybe some other software could use a update?
Yeah. I think we'll see iLife 06, right? I mean, there was that screen cap from that. I think who was it that had the unofficial Apple weblog had last week? I know I saw it there. I'm not sure who originally had it, but it showed. Let's see. And I should have written it down. I didn't write it down. But it was iLife 06, and iWeb was the name of the software. But it was a screen cap from Apple's site stating software requirements for something else.
Ooh, okay.
So presumably we'll see iLife 06 and iWeb.
I'm guessing iWork maybe.
An update to
Well, you have Pages. And
yeah.
Then,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then as we've seen, which anyone can do if you search the Patent Trademark Office.
Yeah.
Apple has trademarked the term numbers. Now, if I had to guess what type of product would that numbers would be?
Yeah, that's
could be a spreadsheet or a financial.
Yeah,
more a spreadsheet though.
I would guess if they're going to do that, I'd say spreadsheet.
And then you would have pretty much a replacement for Office.
Office. Yeah. Well, kind of. Although I don't consider Pages a replacement for Word.
No, I like it for.
But you know what they need to do? Stuff. The problem is the Word format is standard. Okay, and yes, it can import and export the Word format just fine with Pages, but it can't read and write it natively, right? You've got to do an export, and they need to fix that. They need to say have a preference setting and say either work with Pages format and get all the beauty of Pages, or work with the Word format as the default, so when you hit Command S, it saves as Word, and maybe you'll lose some of the formatting features that are, that are specific just to Pages, but that's okay. If they did that, I would use Pages more, but to have to open and save Word documents that way, no. Yeah.
I like Pages. It's very approachable, and some of the templates. If what you need to do is one of the templates they offer,
sure,
it makes stuff that looks very nice. I like it when it hyphenates things automatically. That's kind of a slick feature.
Yeah.
But so what else do we have here? Oh, there was an event today. I could talk about that.
Yeah, of course.
So we got this kind of obscure email, Guy Kawasaki Innovation Event, which was today. Which not a lot of people are here, but it was a media thing, and I'm like, well, I remember Guy. He's written some good books. He's a former evangelist, chief evangelist at Apple.
Yeah. And for, you know, emailer and all that other
stuff,
right?
And
I think
he did a fine job. But anyways, now he runs an outfit that basically does venture capital.
Right.
Garage.com.
Yeah.
And so basically what he did is he announced today a Mac, and this is kind of funny, pre-beta of a client for something called FilmLoop. And you can go to Mac Observer now. There's a little article about it. And what is it? Garage Technology Ventures.
Yeah. Okay. Garage.
Which partially funded it. But anyway, so FilmLoop is pretty slick. It's, I'm trying to, have you seen it, Dave?
Uh-uh. Nope.
It's basically an application where you can define, so they call it a loop. You drag a bunch of photos in a defined loop. They have, you know, I have a client application. You drag photos over it, and then it starts scrolling them. So that's kind of interesting. But then this is where, and again, go to Mac Observer, read the article. We give a bit more of a description. But other people, you can share this with other people. Here's the interesting part. Other people can then drag photos over this strip and add to it.
If you let them.
If you let them, yes.
Okay.
There are ways you can just lock it down.
Sure.
But then they also
sure.
build a community around it. But the nice thing is that unlike some other services, like, I mean, I love iPhoto to death, and it's really easy, and it's really easy to export to homepage.
Yeah.
But the problem is it's kind of static.
It's static, yeah.
This thing is kind of live. It's on your desktop now. Warning,
so this is like Flickr on Rails.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done some Flickr stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it's a new enough concept because it's just real easy. I mean, creating something is very easy. You just drag pictures on top of it, and it creates these loops.
And
you
can share loops. FilmLoop.com, right?
Yes.
That was just there.
FilmLoop.com, and there is, you know, you can download. Now, warning, pre-beta. It is pre-beta. I had to do some wacky things. I mean, it's not going to destroy your machine, but it's, you know, missing some features. And
sure.
it may crash on you. It won't take the whole, you know, OS down.
Will it eat all the data on my hard drive?
It'll eat all the data.
Okay, and I can sue them?
Yeah, and it'll make a loud burp afterwards.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Who recorded the burp? Did you ask Guy?
No. So anyways, it was kind of neat to see him. He, you know, we got a T-shirt. He signed one of his books. That's really nice. So
that's cool.
No doubt going to be a valuable collector's item someday.
I think I have one of his books sitting over on the bedstand over there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure I want to give away some more.
Yeah.
So that was really neat to see.
Cool.
I think it's innovative. So check it out.
Cool.
What else we got?
I'm not sure how the AAC feeds are going to work this week. I know Michael, a.k.a. Computer Nap, is here on the ground in San Francisco. He's attending the conference. So I'm not sure how the AAC feeds work. You may wind up hearing – I may wind up just populating the AAC feeds with MP3 this week so that if you're only subscribed to AAC, you're actually getting the stuff. I got to get with Michael and find that out. So that if that happens, that's why. And I'll actually send another pitch out for Gmail invites because one beautiful thing about using Gmail for your outgoing mail too, and you can configure Gmail to use Apple Mail, you know, you can configure Apple Mail to use Gmail for outgoing mail, and pretty much any other mail client can use it for outgoing mail. When you travel, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to find the local SMTP server of your hotel. You just send mail and out it goes. Killer stuff.
Which is what I did.
That's what you did? You found the local one? Well, you know, you got to be a geek.
Well, you told me about this one.
Yeah.
What is my IP?
What is my IP? Yep.
Told me, did a reverse lookup on... it was weird. The name servers here weren't quite functioning. They have one of these kind of weird hotel-type services.
The internet at the Marriott sucks.
Okay, I was being polite.
Every day you have to re-sign up for it, which, okay, fine. I understand why that has to happen.
No, I don't, because the sign-up page, I read it. It said, click here if you would like this for the extent of your stay.
Yeah, but then the sign-up server dies all the time. And like when I have to go sign up each day, it's like 30 minutes that I got to wait for the thing. I had to go all the way down and sit in the steam room. I got so stressed waiting for the thing. I had to go down. I spent $5 so that I could sit in the steam room and relax and release. That's right.
So. What you could do, look at your airport icon here for a second.
I
noticed there
are
about five. Okay, you have one apparently open base station here.
Yeah.
Well, I had like five on my floor.
Not necessarily open. Announced.
I searched. Well, I used iStumbler.
Okay.
I like iStumbler.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually,
yeah,
one was open. The other were web protected. And then there were a lot of ad hoc ones, which I don't quite get.
You know what? I found an ad hoc one on the airplane.
Unless...
Am I supposed to say that?
Well, you know. It's water under the bridge.
I guess so, yeah.
Someone's not supposed to do that. I don't know quite what they're going to accomplish.
I connected to some guy's ad hoc network on the airplane.
Could you do an – if you
– You could.
If you were
connected – I don't know
if
they're happy about that, though.
Could you, if you were wired, then do an ad hoc and share with people?
Yes.
Okay. That's why people are doing ad hocs.
Yeah. Though. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Okay. When you go to what John's talking about is if you go to the sharing system preference, sharing pane, choose internet sharing, it will appear as a computer to computer network or ad hoc is.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah. So if you're connected via Ethernet and then you use your laptop's airport to share, it will appear to the other laptops that connect to it or other clients rather as an ad hoc network.
I think somebody was being naughty though because I saw one ad hoc. It was called Wayport Access. I think somebody was setting up a little honey.
Really?
Isn't that evil?
That is. I like that.
Me
that's
too. I thought that was
that's good
really
thinking.
Evil.
Wow.
Because you know, Wayport is
the view from this room is great. I mean, we're getting the sunset's just beginning. Just come over here so you can see.
Yeah. Your audio's going down, Dave.
Yeah, I know. No. You need to just get further over there. Actually, if you can get as far away from the mic as you. No.
Stop it. Is that the bay?
That's the Bay Bridge. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So the first night I was in a room with two double beds, and those of you that know me know that I'm a tall guy, and so I asked them to move me to a king bed, and which they did the second day. It was no problem, and I wound up with this killer corner room. It's all windows. It's great. So thanks, Marriott. You know,
and the one
you only
thing.
Have to give up. I had to do in order to get this the rooms here because we kind of booked things last minute. It was a disaster with hotels.
Can we tell them on?
I had to. What I did is my left thumb. Is technically not mine anymore. I have full use of it until the day I die, but at that point it reverts back. It's owned wholly or in part by Marriott Enterprises,
okay.
I think.
That's I thought it involved something with the kids, but I just saw them on your eyesight.
Yeah, so yeah, I didn't have to give up the kids and then the other thing was already cut off, so that's that was the thumb was really the only thing I had left. So
all right, and so I think with
that's
that,
more information than they. I think
that's a great place to end. That's a great place to end.
We will be podcasting from the show floor tomorrow, Tuesday the 10th at 2:30 p.m. from booth 749.
Right.
And then we'll be doing another podcast from here from the room.
Oh.
On Thursday.
Thursday.
Yep. And I'm going to go. And I'm not sure if I'm supposed to do this, but it's great to be the king. I'm going to go ahead and preemptively thank our sponsors for this week. The two remaining podcasts that we'll be doing are sponsored by two separate people. Max Service is sponsoring the one tomorrow from the show floor, and Edemotic is sponsoring the one on Thursday. So.
Edemotic?
Yep.
I have their earphones. They're great.
Yep. Edemotic earphones are great. Max Service.
I may break my computer just.
Just to use them? Wow.
Actually, I do have a problem with the last.
That, folks, is dedication.
Maybe
he can fix the last. We'll talk to Justin tomorrow.
Well,
there you go.
That's kind of annoying me. My 12-inch has a
thank you to both of you. And, and that's that.
Oh, we didn't bring the band.
No, well, we only have one guy from the band here, so.
That's you.
That's me, yeah. They don't know that. Did they know that was me on the intro theme song? Okay, no, well, they don't need to know that. That was from a long time ago, that intro theme song. And you know what? If any of you can guess the name of the band... I'll get you something. You know what? If you can guess the name of the band, I'll send you one of the CDs.
Wow.
There you go. And I can't imagine. This was all pre-internet, so Google searching I don't think is going to get you. Actually, it will. There's one place on the internet that I know of that it is linked, that the story has been told.
I know it.
You know the name of the band. That's right. So anyway.
Send me an email. I'll tell you.
Yeah. So that's it, and we're here at Macworld. Go figure.
So, right? Go figure.
Go figure.
So, we'll see you all tomorrow.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, and hopefully my face is just doing better and better. So that's the That's the trick.
Well, thanks for listening.
Bye. We're done. Bye. Is there somebody in the hall?
Yes.
But it's a corner room.
Is that room? Is that room service?
I didn't order room service.
Wait, are you still recording?
I think so.
Stop.
Okay.